Rebuilding efforts are finally underway in San Diego County after last fall's wildfires. The firestorms killed more than a dozen people, charred hundreds of thousands of acres, and destroyed more than 3,000 homes. A few houses have been rebuilt and more under construction. But as Eric Anderson of member station KPBS in San Diego reports, disputes still smolder over building codes and insurance coverage.
The rubble and blackened chimneys are gone in San Diego's Scripps Ranch neighborhood, where more than 300 homes were destroyed. Now, empty lots are graded, and low-lying green plants have covered the scorched open areas. City Councilman Brian Mainshine says his district is undergoing a transformation.
When you come through here and you see what used to be just jet black from being burned and charred, and now seeing nature coming in, and it actually looks nice in some areas. So yeah, it's very exciting to see it coming back.
Construction crews are busy where Stonefield Builders have launched a major rebuilding project. Spokeswoman Julie Pack says her company will put up 70 custom homes, and each will incorporate modern fireproofing technology. That includes closing up the part of the roof that hangs over the side of a house.
The box steves on the homes, which does prevent fire to sort of get up underneath and into the home itself. Fire sprinklers. And then, of course, no homes will have shake roofs.
Those were some of the improvements that San Diego Fire Chief Jeff Bowman tried to get written into city building codes after the fire. He also wanted brush clearance rules, replacement of existing wood roofs, protection for vents and attics, and non-combustible construction materials.
We recommended several of those to the City Council several months ago. Unfortunately, many of those proposed changes are not going to happen.
The only action the Council took was banning wood shingle and wood shake roofs on new homes. They postponed consideration of the rest of the proposals, saying the measures could raise the cost of a home by as much as $20,000. Bowman says the threat isn't going away.
If you build these homes the same way they were before they were destroyed and the brush grows back, as typically it does, they're going to face the same dilemma.
Workers are putting up a wood frame on the south side of Handrich Street. One family's house has already been rebuilt there, but many other homeowners were not that lucky. In fact, across Southern California, only 25% of the total loss claims from the fires are settled, and many residents have discovered their houses were underinsured. Susan Smith stands on the crumbling foundation of her Scripps Ranch house. Before the fires, she says her insurance company gave her every reason to believe her home was properly insured.
State Farm is only willing so far to rebuild two-thirds of the house that stood here.
California's insurance commissioner has promised to push for reforms, a homeowner's bill of rights that protects consumers from companies that underinsure or delay payment. However, that'll take legislative action, and John Garamendi is pessimistic about making changes at the state capitol.
The insurance companies have control of the legislature. They dominate it. They get what they want. They kill what they don't like. That's got to stop.
Garamendi has set up a strike force to help consumers deal with their insurance companies. Still, insurance officials expect as many as half of the claims to be unresolved by the fire's one-year anniversary. For NPR News, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.